This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, folks. Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones today. I am, of course, the host of the American Journal each and every weekday morning on InfoWars, 8 to 11 a.m. It's the big call-in show. We take a lot of calls, and I love taking calls because we learn so much from our callers that we wouldn't know otherwise, to make us aware of events and rallies and things that I just slip by somehow. I mean, I'm glued to the news all day, every day, and yet we miss stuff. Sometimes I miss big things. And so it's always fantastic to have callers call in and let us know what's on their mind. That's what we'll do in this hour. We'll be going to your calls. Flex in Washington. We got Derek in FEMA Region 10. Let's go to Flex now. Flex, thank you for calling in from Washington State. You're on the air.
Great, Harrison. Hey, man, I've talked to a lot of the staff crew. Never had the pleasure to talk to you. What is good, my man?
How are you, Flex? Good to hear from you.
I'm good. Carlos of Canada, shout out to him. He's been on my heart and my mind and my prayers, man. Always a cool cat to listen to also. You had mentioned a while back how sophisticated this entire thing is. I'm homeschooling my girls now. And I heard a report a couple days ago with the mask and not being able to speak. Mm. And so many kids can't even have eye contact. It is amazing how sophisticated it is. It is, and there is intentional depression there. Aside from globally, there's intentional depression. I mean, so many people are slouching. I still have to tell my neighbors, what are you doing? I'm halfway deaf, you know, flying in helicopters, good old times in Iraq. I'm deaf, I can't see, you know, and I can't hear unless I'm looking at your mouth.
Right.
Yeah, it's far out.
Yeah, I mean, the stories are undeniable now. I mean, there's story after story after story of the damage this has done to kids. And, of course, I mean, obviously this is going to be the case. Obviously this is the point. And remember, when they talk about the measures that they took, it wasn't the medical reality didn't determine what they endorsed or what they put on you. It was what you were willing to accept, right? They chose that 6-foot distance because to them it was far enough away that it would separate people from each other, but it wasn't so far that people would just go, I'm not going to do that, right? They sort of like focus tested this. They go, okay, if we tell people 12 feet, it's kind of impossible. They just can't do it, so we can't do 12 feet. 10 feet, even that's kind of pushing. We'll go with 6 feet because we think 6 feet is the longest we can go without people like pushing back against us. Same thing with the lockdowns and everything. It wasn't, you know, here's what's best for you medically. It was psychologically, how far can we push people before they snap? I mean, it's all very dialed in to exactly how far they can push us before we push back. And they're very good at it, Flex. Super good at it.
And you're smarter than me. And we're what? Potentially 8 people removed from anyone famous. So 8, let's just call it 16 from everyone worldwide. Mm. So we're essentially, you know, and what you exhale, 16 feet in front of you. There's no way that any of us are not going to catch everything that's out there. I get sick. Right. Everyone gets sick. Everyone gets sick. And see, this is another thing. I think that, you know, what I mentioned, intentional depression, is how it makes, I see so many people slouching. And it just makes me think of exercise. Of course, I always want to talk about exercise. I'm a meathead, but you can exercise while watching TV.
Right.
You should be, because there's a mask paranoid psychosis where you're scared of someone right next to you. Oh, come on, come over here, let me put you in a headlock, buddy.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Right. No, it's true. I mean, it's just like, it's just cult programming on the most basic level. What works on an individual also works on society. And if you look at a cult or you even look at just an abusive relationship, the first thing they do is they separate from you from your family, separate you from your friends, separate you from anything that makes you strong and upstanding, so you're weak and pathetic and can be manipulated.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperD.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Smith sitting in for Alex Jones on this, the 10th of April, 2022. We'll go out to your phone calls in just a second. But of course, COVID is sort of making a comeback. There was like a couple week period where you didn't see a lot of headlines about COVID, but that is over, I guess, as they start a new push. I'm even a little bit suspicious of this push in and of itself. Nancy Pelosi, Merrick Garland, all coming down with COVID at the same time. You know, it kind of reminds me of Justin Trudeau coming down with COVID the instant that the trucker protest came about. I've got COVID. Sorry, I can't be near the protest. I have to sequester myself away in a secret hideout. So it's like, what's really happening here? All these deep state actors all of a sudden came down with COVID and have to go off the grid for 5 days. Is something about to be unleashed that they know about and are prepared for and we're not? I don't know, but I do know that the information about the vaccine and its ineffectiveness is becoming really too much for people to ignore, and I want to get into just some of that. There's a pretty amazing video by Dr. Peter McCullough, a speech he gave at Optimist in Bahamas. It's a gathering called Optimist, about the VAERS reporting system and what it's showing. Of course, it was at the beginning of January that all of this sort of started to fall apart, that the vaccinated variant Omicron came about, where it turned out you were actually more likely to get it if you were vaccinated. And it looks like it was first detected in a vaccinated person. And now we're just seeing more and more evidence of this, as well as, of course, the massive side effects and deaths that we're experiencing. 40% growth, according to some insurance companies, although I'm sure that number is higher by now. But I want to take you through this little chart that somebody posted on Twitter that shows the Pfizer trial as it took place. So it's the 6-month safety and efficacy of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. And it breaks up, you know, these, everybody knows how you do a scientific study like this, right? You have the placebo group and the group that actually gets the medicine, and they're not supposed to know whether they're getting the placebo or not. And so you've got 45,000 plus screened, 44,000 plus randomized figures. About half of them go into the Pfizer, where they actually get the medicine. The other half goes into the placebo, where they're told you might have the medicine, you might not, but really they're just injected with saline solution or something like that. So you've got 22,000 going into Pfizer, 22,000 going into placebo. You have about 55 of those withdrawing after the first round from the Pfizer cohort, and about 50 withdrawing from the placebo cohort. So then you have 22,030 getting dose one, out of which 46 caught COVID. After dose one of the placebo, you have about 110 of those people catching COVID. Then following that, you have 271 people withdrawing themselves from the Pfizer cohort, including two deaths. of the people in the Pfizer cohort, and you have 380 people withdrawing from the placebo cohort, including two deaths. So we're on even ground now, two deaths from the vaccine cohort, two deaths from the placebo cohort. You're down to 21,759 for dose two versus 21,650 for the placebo dose two. 85 of the Pfizer cohort caught COVID, 924 caught COVID from the placebo group. And these numbers would make you think that it works, right? And these are some of the numbers that they used. And yeah, all of this study comes from MedRIX or whatever it's called. So these are the official numbers. But following that, you had open label. So now the participants are no longer hidden from them, and it's no longer hidden from the study takers, whether they're a placebo or not. So then you have a little over 20,000 open label Pfizer receivers, a little over 20,000 open label placebo receivers. Now, following the opening up of these, you had three more deaths in the Pfizer cohort, no extra deaths in the placebo cohort, and then you had a former placebo cohort who then chose to actually get the Pfizer shot. You had a couple of those people doing it, and during that you had two more deaths in the Pfizer cohort. So at the end of the day, the death summary is those who got the vaccine had 21 deaths, and those who did not get the vaccine only had 15 deaths. Now, with the vaccinated people, you only had one death caused by COVID, while you had two deaths caused by COVID in the placebo group. You had one HIV-infected person in the vaccinated group and one in the non-vaccinated group, but you had four cardiac arrests in the vaccine group and only one cardiac arrest in the placebo group. So at the end of the day, apparently you were more likely to die if you received the vaccine than not. And that's from the internal studies that were actually used to justify the release of this vaccine. Shows you just how dishonest they are. And we've got a couple other articles we'll get to on the other side, including this from Daily Skeptic. Vaccinated have up to six times the infection rate of the unvaccinated, according to New Zealand government data. I believe the Supreme Court of New Zealand has now forced the Prime Minister to end the restrictions, calling it a gross violation of human rights. And we'll talk about the gridiron dinner where all of these politicians supposedly got COVID. And I'll also show you a selection from this Peter McCullough speech about VAERS, showing the true devastation being wrought across the world population by these COVID shots and their deadly side effects. Before we do that, let's go out to the phone calls. We have Derek in FEMA Region 10, that is Canada. Thanks for calling in, Derek. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, can you hear me?
I hear you. Thanks for calling in.
Great. Yeah, so I'm calling here from Canada, but, you know, I'm near just close to Washington State here, Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Just want to give you guys an update. There's a reporter for Rebel News named Jeremy Lofredo, and he did an interview with Dr. Robert Malone recently that was really good, tying in COVID vaccine, trucker convoys, and the World Economic Forum, and it's on their website. They still have the website up, convoyreports.com, at Rebel News. But he did, and Jeremy Lofredo, he was one of the only Canadian independent journalists that was embedded in the U.S. truckers convoy from day one when it started in San Francisco there or whatever, and then all the way to Washington. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I just want to just quickly rattle off some headlines here. So we got RCMP admits to targeting 18 individuals, 39 vehicles with the Emergency Powers Act. Finance Minister refuses to answer questions about what the government labeled suspicious convoy crowdfunding donations. Ottawa police take a year-long extension to return convoy of access to information requests.
Right.
I mean, this is it. Okay. And then I don't know if you've heard, but they arrested this famous member of parliament. He's an older guy. I mean, you know, he's an older guy. Randy Hillier. Have you heard of him?
I've heard the name, but tell us what happened to him.
Well, he's, you know, been a long time, you know, well-known politician, you know, I remember my dad watching him, and like, anyway, they arrested him like twice, like two times. They just made this big spectacle. It's just ridiculous. It's out of control, man, the political posturing here by our government. And the people are totally, you know, it's like, you know, the people are I would say there's a large majority now that's woken up here in Canada recently. So it's a good thing. I mean, I'm happy about that. But on the other hand, I just see them, my government here in Canada, just doubling down. And it's just like,
they're beta
wow.
testing. Yeah. They're seeing how far they can push
right.
it.
And it's crazy. It's crazy because I'm a Christian, you know, I try to stay positive and all that. And like, we are still having our rallies here, but the truckers, they're having a hard time. I mean, they're playing games. Like they were going to have a big rally on the island here. I'm in the province of British Columbia, and so they had to postpone it for a year, or sorry, a week. They postponed it for a week, possibly 2 weeks.
They're doing everything they can to shut down any uprising against them, and they're beta testing how far they can go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are living through what could very well be the greatest crime against humanity the world has ever seen with the COVID vaccine rollout. I mean, on top of the lockdowns, on top of the masks, which themselves have had inexpressibly devastating impacts on the world economy and people's mental health. I mean, to really compile all of the damage done in reaction to this virus that was created in a lab, that was, in my opinion, released on purpose, strategically, at exactly the right time for it to perfectly interfere with the 2020 election cycle and justify their criminal desire for mail-in ballots. But it's like, even if, what would be worth it? What would be worth, if it was the plague, if 50% of the people that got it died, if it was Ebola or something, maybe then you could potentially make the argument. But this is the cold, right? This is a particularly vicious cold. That's all that COVID is. And we have just committed global suicide as a result of it. It's unbelievable. And again, that's not even getting into the vaccine. Once you have the vaccine on top of it, I mean, this is just, well, as Dr. Peter McCullough puts it, COVID jab death count is worse than a war. It's worse than a world war. It's worse than essentially every war we've fought in a century combined, the amount of deaths that are expected as a consequence of this stuff. It's just impossible to say. Let's get back to this Daily Skeptic article. Vaccinated have up to 6 times the infection rate of the unvaccinated, New Zealand government data shows. It's really pretty unbelievable, but this chart tells you more or less all things you need to know. You see a chart of COVID cases since late February 2022 per 100,000 population per day. And you've got 4 colored lines, the very bottom of which, the green one, is the unvaccinated. As the least COVID infected are the unvaccinated. And interestingly, if you get 1 dose, that's the yellow line here, pretty massive. But if you get 2 doses, that's the blue line here, just huge, huge spike. And then boosted is down here towards the bottom. But it's just wild. It would be inexplicable if they hadn't changed the name of vaccines, right? If they didn't change the meaning of the word vaccine, this would be just baffling and shocking and confusing, because vaccine used to mean that you would not get the virus. That's what it used to mean. Actually tweeted out yesterday, and it's going minorly viral, weirdly, where I just said, if your first reaction of getting a disease is, thank God I'm vaccinated against this disease, you're a mind-controlled slave. Like, it makes no sense. It just makes no sense at all. Oh, thank God I'm vaccinated against this disease that I just got. This makes no sense, except that they changed the meaning of vaccinated to mean you're protected against the most severe consequences, which isn't even true, obviously. But let's just take a look at some of these numbers. They say, firstly, the obvious thing is that during the most recent COVID wave, there's been a much lower infection rate in the unvaccinated compared to those, compared with those that had been given 1, 2, or 3 doses. What's more, this is not a small effect. Over the period shown, approximately 10% of the triple vaccinated in New Zealand were affected, 14% of the single vaccinated were infected, and astounding 18% of the double vaccinated were infected, while only 3% of the unvaccinated appear to be infected. The order of effect is also seen in UK. For some time in the UK, the highest case rates have been found in the triple vaccinated. And you can see here, they just went ahead and charted it out. The infectious data from New Zealand allows to estimate the vaccine's effectiveness for the COVID vaccines in the absence of natural immunity. So for one dose, your vaccine effectiveness is negative 430%. With two doses, the effectiveness is negative 540%. And with three doses, the vaccine effectiveness is negative 310%. And this alone is shocking. For anybody that wasn't aware this was the case since the very beginning, but it's got to be shocking for most people out there. So even if the vaccine was just saline solution, it would be more effective than the vaccine that we have now. And that's not even starting to count the massive, massive rise in heart attacks in young people, cardiac arrest, myocarditis, and a number of other incredibly dangerous side effects. Let's go now to this video. You can find it at InfoWars.com. Dr. Peter McCullough, the COVID jab death count is worse than war. Here it is.
I can tell you, looking at this VAERS report, with 12,000 Americans who have died voluntarily after taking an injection, the COVID-19 vaccine is worse than a war. It's worse than most wars. Now, for VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, 86% of the time, the report is made by a doctor, a nurse, or a healthcare professional who thinks the vaccine caused the problem. 14% of the time, it's by the patient themselves or someone else in their behalf. The forms are filled out under the threat of imprisonment or federal fines if they're falsified. So everything up on this red board is airtight. The reports get a preliminary VAERS number, and then the CDC verifies every single one of them. Everything in the red box report is verified. So when I report a case of myocarditis or death, the CDC calls and they check. I've done it, so I know. So these are real people who have lost their lives. Now, the estimates are that this is underreported. You can imagine so many people die. Nobody knows if they took the vaccine. And unless you have the vaccine card and you enter the lot number correctly, and the lot numbers, by the way, are handwritten on cards. So if we enter in the lot number incorrectly or don't have the vaccine card, there's no report. So the estimates are this is underreported. We know from other sources of data that this is underreported by a factor of 5 or potentially a factor of 20. These are very, very large numbers. And there are papers now, many papers describing how the vaccine actually injures these organs. This one by Almas and colleagues describe in the peer-reviewed published literature this new set of diseases, many of them cardiovascular. This paper by Pantazakos and Seligman is particularly concerning. They used U.S. Census data as well as vaccine administration data, and looked at death from 0 to 20 weeks, and they concluded that the upper bound of a confidence interval for death could be as high as 187,000 Americans losing their life after vaccination.
187,000. That was just a very small portion of a very long and thorough talk given by Dr. Peter McCullough. You can find the full video now at InfoWars.com. The truth is coming out whether they like it or not, folks, but they're doing everything they can to silence those who tell the truth. And you know that because InfoWars is under greater attack than we ever have been before. And so we beg and beseech you, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Support us. Massive sales. We make it easy to support us. Not only are you supporting this singular and most powerful outlet for truth and fact in a world besieged by lies, but you get a supplement that improves your life, or you get a fantastic t-shirt that'll last you a lifetime because they're all incredibly high quality right now. T-shirts are at cost on InfoWarsStore.com. If you've ever wanted or thought about supporting InfoWars, right now is the best possible time to do it. InfoWarsStore.com. We are in a fight for our life. Give us the support we need at InfoWars.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to, the funder operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, folks. Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones today on this live broadcast from the InfoWars headquarters. We're going to go out to your phone calls momentarily. Still to come in today's program, I wanted to show you a video from a trans non-binary teacher saying that three-year-olds should not be taught about sex. What a concept. Just because you're LGBT doesn't mean you want to indoctrinate children. What a bizarre concept that is. It's just, anyway, we'll show you that in just a little bit, but I want to go out to your phone calls in this article, in this segment. But before I do, I want to read this thread from Vinay Prasad on Twitter. Lessons from Gridiron Dinner. So the Gridiron Dinner was the event that all of these politicians went to where they all got COVID, I guess. Here's some lessons we can learn from that. Number one, the vaccine passports do not work. Mandates and passports became ethically bankrupt when breakthrough cases became inevitable. I would disagree with that. They became ethically bankrupt before they were even acknowledged. We knew this was coming, and it was never right to do, and yet it was justified by pretending like the vaccine actually worked and that, you know, tests could prevent people from spreading it. I mean, mask, lockdown, literally none of it works. So it was never moral. It was never ethical. It was always bankrupt of these things. But that's one lesson we can learn, because they had vaccine passports. They tested people before going to this event, and it still was a super spreader event, as it were. Number two, Fauci and Walensky go to 700 unmasked dinners. So 700 people at this dinner unmasked. But toddlers in New York City are victims of CDC's data-free toddler mask guidance. WTF. Good point, Vinay. Number three, everyone will get COVID-19, even the rich and powerful. Boosting in perpetuity has a transient effect, but needs better data to know if young people have further gains in severe disease reduction. No, it doesn't. It's just not happening. Halting infection is not a tenable goal. Yeah, we know. It's just like, isn't it fun, folks? Isn't it fun just watching everybody catch up to InfoWars 2 years ago? It's like, well, maybe we shouldn't have locked everyone down. Maybe it's not feasible to say we're going to shut down the economy until the common cold is dealt with. It's like, yeah, no, this was never feasible. This was never ethical. This was never moral. This was always a power grab. Please stop, like, softening your claims. We're always like, oh, well, we just need more information. No, we don't. No, it's all wrong. This is all wrong. It's all stupid. It's all pointless and all has negative efficacy, so just stop, okay? But going on, he says, hypocrisy is rampant. Some people who push for school closure, lockdown, and interventions that harmed the poor are happy to party. They should drop all remaining restrictions like airplane and toddler masking and vow not to reinstitute it without the data to back it up. Again, nothing new. This has been going on since the very first lockdowns, and politicians being caught saying, well, it's important that my hair look good, so these laws aren't for me. And this is all baked in. This is all on purpose. The COVID laws were designed to apply only to people without political or corporate support. At the same time that the island of New Zealand was a prison, you couldn't go in or out, unless you're the CEO of Google, right? I mean, they built it into the UK law saying you have to go through this quarantine 2-week isolation period. And they say, unless you're a part of a big corporation, then you can ignore this. So it's only for plebeians, it's only for us, it's only for the underclass to have to do this. Everybody else can ignore it. If you have a private plane, you don't have to wear a mask on it, obviously. Asymptomatic testing is a fool's errand, he says. Living with other people means getting sick. Pretty normal, unless you're, you know, just a healthy person. Doctors are maskless at conferences as we speak, and Fauci and Walensky went to a super spreader dinner. All restrictions should be dropped. It's over. No one will accept any more hypocrisy. He says there's hundreds of gridiron events in America daily. We only know about this one in minutia because it involves famous people. The how could it have been done better columns miss the broader perspective of reality. They're not missing anything. I hate to say they are purposefully ignoring or concealing the reality to continue to push their tyrannical takeover measures and force us all into medically justified slavery. That's all it is. So I'm glad some people are starting to wake up. Sure could have used your help 2 years ago, but we're happy to have you on the team now. Welcome to InfoWars. Let's go back out to your calls. We've got, I want to go to Nathan, who's talking about Bertrand Russell, because so much of this has to do with the manipulation of language and of manufacturing of consent for this stuff. It's all completely arbitrary and baseless, everything that they're pushing, but they get everybody behind it through their control of the media, as laid out by Bertrand Russell at the beginning of last century. Thanks for calling in. Nathan, you're on the air.
Thanks so much, Harrison. Always a pleasure. Hey, just a shout-out to the previous caller from Victoria. Hey, I'm just up the road in the Comox Valley.
Bunch of Canadians calling in today. We love it.
Yeah, I know. From Vancouver Island, I know. And shout-out to Dennis from Kentucky. Have you tried the new mouthwash? Look, Jordan Peterson compared Solzhenitsyn and Tolstoy to Shakespeare. Okay, that's his words, not mine.
Right.
And Jay Dyer on Friday's show talked about specifically about Bertrand Russell and the quote, diet injections and injunctions. And let's break that down, please. Diet, that's poison food. Injections, tainted vaccines. And injunctions, that's globalist EU policy, world WHO policy. Through diet, injections, and injunctions, again, this is Bertrand Russell's quote, we want to, quote, make children believe snow is black,
right,
end quote. Okay? So let's go back to Solzhenitsyn. Now, this is InfoWars is tomorrow, next week's news today. Solzhenitsyn's work will be pulled from the shelves. Why? Because Solzhenitsyn ripped Bertrand Russell a new one on page 59 of Volume 2, Gulag Archipelago. Quote, and is this another book you have not read, Sir Bertrand Russell? Referring to, quote, An Island Hell, 1926, regarding the Solovetsky Islands. Okay? And so my prediction here, tomorrow's news today, is Solzhenitsyn's work, it's going to be pulled from the shelves, because that's what communists do.
Right.
They destroy evidence.
You know, this actually goes right along with what I started the show with, which was my piece about the Alamo, because my argument in that piece is that they want to make the Alamo, you know, they want to destroy the lessons of the Alamo, because the Alamo, it's not about race. They're not talking about race in it. The Alamo and so many stories like it tell you how to resist tyranny, and that's exactly what Solzhenitsyn does. In the Gulag Archipelago, he tells you in no uncertain terms, here's how you resist this tyranny. And he says, you know, we fell into the Gulag system because we didn't love liberty enough. He says we didn't love freedom enough, and we allowed it to be taken from us piece by piece. So yeah, of course, they're not gonna give you the key to breaking the tyranny that they're trying to saddle on your shoulders, right? They're not going to give you the stories in history that tells you when you're confronted with tyranny, here's how you act, here's how you confront it, here's how you defeat it. Because the history is replete with these examples. And it doesn't take overwhelming force. It doesn't take nuclear bombs. It takes small groups of people willing to die for freedom and centered and coalesced around a singular voice for freedom. You can take down tyranny. It doesn't matter how strong the tyranny is. It doesn't matter if it's the USSR or Santa Ana. Standing up against it is the only way that it goes away. Coming together and even unto death, resisting it, is the only way the tyranny breaks. So I think you're exactly right. They're going to get rid of Solzhenitsyn. They might not just ban it outright. They might do that if they have enough power, if they're cocky enough to do so. But they're more likely to take the tack that they took with the Alamo, which is to put out a ton of information saying, oh, actually, Solzhenitsyn's racist. Actually, he's a racist, so, you know, out of respect for care for racism, we're going to have to not have him anymore. And they'll put out biographies talking about how Solzhenitsyn was a reactionary propagandist. They'll destroy his reputation. They may give him the InfoWars treatment, right? They may destroy his reputation first and then take the books out after. But I think you're exactly right. They're going to destroy all the things that make us aware of the way that you defeat tyranny. Bertrand Russell may also be on that list. Hell, they may, you know, censor the stuff that tells how they do it, because that's the key to how to undo it.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series.
The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, and there's still so much to talk about. So let's pack it all in here, shall we? First of all, let me start with a pretty interesting comment by Martyr Maid on Twitter. Today is Palm Sunday, and Martyr Maid says this. He says, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he was welcomed with crowds waving palm fronds. But where were these adoring crowds 5 days later when he was crucified? Were they hiding in fear? No, the crowd on Palm Sunday was the same crowd baying for his blood 5 days later at the urging of the priests. The fickleness of the crowd, its vulnerability to mimetic contagion, is reflected in the story of Peter's three denials of Christ. For even Peter, the rock, ready to fight with swords to protect Jesus, could not withstand the mimetic pressure of his peers. And it's pretty brilliant. Pretty terrifying also, if you think about it. But then, of course, from the Bible, Jesus knows what is in man, says, this is John 2:23. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. And it is it's a bummer, isn't it, how easily people can be swayed by pressure from outside. But one thing you need to know is that will never be a factor for us here at InfoWars. We have the whole world against us, it seems, at times, but we know you have our back, and that alone makes this job easy, to be honest with you. To see the number of people I see out on a daily basis who are awake and know InfoWars and love InfoWars and recognizes that what we do here is not easy, it's not
It's not something that's going to make us rich. It's not something that's going to make us beloved by the masses, unfortunately, because of the control of the mainstream media. But we still have such a sizable contingent of Americans that can see through the lies and see exactly what we're all about, and that we have told the truth since the very beginning and have been fearless in doing so, regardless of what they threaten us with or how they try to sway us. If we have the truth, we're going to tell it to you. And that's just the way we operate. And we will not, we would not be here, and we will not be here without your support. And so we ask you humbly to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a supplement, get a t-shirt, t-shirt at cost right now. The super sale is still going on, up to 75% off some of our top-selling products. We make it so easy for you to support us because you're getting an incredible product in return. But, of course, it is a 360 win, meaning that you are not only supporting yourself by getting these supplements, you're supporting us and everything that we do here, from the website to band.video, to all of the great content creators we have there, to this show, the weekend show, the weekday show, War Room, American Journal, the Alex Jones Show. All of it is funded at InfoWarsStore.com by you, the American people. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to InfoWars.com and share the links, share the articles. Also take our poll while you're there. We always have a poll over in the right-hand side. The poll that is on InfoWars.com right now is, what will happen to Hunter Biden? Will he be convicted? Will he be pardoned, acquitted, or will nothing happen at all? Go there. Give us your answer. It's already something like 55,000 answers, but we want to really take the temperature of America and know whether you think that something's going to happen or whether you're right and then nothing will happen. All right, I don't want to sway the poll. I just have a feeling, knowing how these things tend to go, these people never get punished. These people never get punished. Sure, your website, your laptop can be chock full of the most horrific things man has ever devised and can show black and white, pure and simple corruption at the highest levels of our government. That's sort of the rub, isn't it? It's at the highest level of our government, and it didn't get that way overnight. Joe Biden is not a standout corrupt individual. They all are like this. You think Nancy Pelosi's son's laptop doesn't have just as much incriminating information? Of course it does. But anyway, tell us what you think. Go to InfoWars.com right now. Take advantage of, or take a part of our, take a part in our poll, and also share the links. There's tons of amazing videos there right now on the scroller. Of course, the Peter McCullough speech that I showed you earlier. I'm going to go out to phone calls in just a second. But first, I do want to show you one of the videos that you can find at InfoWars.com. And that is a video of a trans non-binary teacher talking about teaching three-year-olds about sex. Now, from that setup, you may think it goes one way. Take a look at the video. See what you think after this. Let's watch.
I'm a queer teacher, and I 1,000% do not support this bill. And yes, I do know what's in it. The bill in itself is just another way to stigmatize the LGBTQ+ community. Kids as young as 3 and 4 are actually aware of their gender identity, even if they don't have the language for it. Also very aware of who they like and who they don't like. Heterosexuality is pushed on our kids on a daily basis at a very young age. Media, through books, the first Disney movie that you saw. To say that pre-K through third grade are not ready for such topics is actually internalized homophobia and transphobia. We're very much ready for these topics and are way more accepting than adults when it comes to discussing these topics. We can talk about gender assumptions, pronouns, all the things. And it is child development appropriate and age appropriate. It's literally created as just another means to other queer people. Basically say that us existing is not normal.
But I'm very confused. I'm not as confused as that person, but I mean, that person's confusion, I think, is rubbed off on me. I 1,000% do not support this bill. Okay, so she doesn't support it. All right. He, she, whatever, doesn't support it. I was confused. Should not be taught about sex. She's like, they don't need to be taught about sex because they already know it all, because we're already getting to them. Oh, God. I feel sorry for normal gay people, honestly. I feel sorry for normal trans people that are just like, because the conversation is just pretty simple. It's like, I don't think you should be teaching my little baby child about sex in school. That's weird. And they're just like, oh, you hate gay people then? You just imagine gay person's like, whoa, don't bring me into this. I'm not indoctrinating kids. That's creepy and weird. But, you know, this is the usefulness of identity politics, I guess. They can just convince you that to be in support of LGBTQ material means that you have to support indoctrinating children into your belief system at a very young age in public schools. Not the case, folks. Not the case. No, that's not true. Everybody should be against this unless you're a groomer, unless you're a pedophile. Right. That's why this word groomer is so powerful. And that's why they're trying to prevent people from saying it on Twitter. Now, with that, let's go out to a few more phone calls here. Let's go to Dennis in Kentucky. Thanks for calling in. Dennis, you're on the air.
Harrison, you're doing a brilliant job, son. I love it. Alex, please keep your head up on. I'm going to always pray for you. Prove. Keep doing it. Love the product. Mainly, people, please go get a water filter. Please get a water filter. You cook with water. You make ice cubes. Do the right thing. Air and water filters and home filters for your showering. Just do it.
Absolutely.
Get off the fence about it.
And buy it as a present for your friend that hates InfoWars, because they'll love the product, and you don't have to tell them where you got it. You don't have to tell them that you're supporting Alex Jones by buying these water filters. Just get them a water filter. They'll love it. Maybe you can introduce them to InfoWars down the road. But thank you so much, Dennis. But you called in about Barack Obama, and I think your idea, I've heard a lot of people, and I think a lot of people agree with what you think. So tell us what you think the plan is with Build Back Better.
Seriously, I mean, in 2012, November 7th, 2012, Kamal Darvis, administrator of the United Nations Development Program, wrote a piece in the World Economic Forum about Barack Obama's second term. See, he showed and detailed how Barack Obama had to either kill off American people or buy back the public debt. So what it is that since he had already destroyed a lot of what he did, what you call Build Back Better, in actuality, was Bring Back Barack. All the policies you're seeing right now, you are witnessing Barack Obama's third term as president.
Right.
That's all this is. I mean, who killed Jeffrey Epstein? I mean, I got a wife that's a transgender. She can go in there and change and kill this dude and come on out.
Well, you might get sentenced to community service for like 15 hours or whatever their jail guards were sentenced to. But, you know, I've heard that a lot, and I think there's something to that. I mean, I think the idea that Obama is pulling strings behind the scenes is pretty undeniable at this point, seeing the way he was received at the White House as people ignored Joe Biden, seeing just the things happen sort of without explanation, who's really making decisions, hearing Obama when he was still president saying, well, I'd like to have a third term as long as I could just pull the strings from the shadows and didn't have to be actually involved. Like, he basically admitted it himself, but also there's a lot of people behind the scenes that think that some of the machinations going on are actually attempting to legitimately put Barack Obama back into the president's seat and set him up for a third term, if not, you know, permanent presidency, a la Xi Jinping. So, yeah, keep an eye on Obama. He hasn't gone anywhere, and he's actually gotten more powerful since he left office. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. It's been the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith. Tune in tomorrow morning to American Journal.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.